Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
This is a podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you improve the public image of the Green Goblin?
So, Green Goblin, obviously.
Famous piece of shit.
Famous dirtbag.
Norman Osborn, something of a scientist himself.
Yeah. He goes,
he had,
I'll get you, Spider-Man.
I love to glide on my glider. Does he? Anyway. So he had goblin madness in him, sort of genetically. Mm-hmm. And then he huffed a bunch of goblin gas, and it brought the inner goblin, made it an outer goblin. Yeah. And then he started terrorizing New York and Spider-Man.
Taste my bombs, New York City!
Turns them into skeletons.
Yeah, he turned his board into skeletons with his with his bomb. You get it. It's a touch of Skeletor. But like a sort of tired Skeletor.
Yeah.
I'll get you, He-Man! Like if I was He-Man, I'd be like, are you alright, Skeletor? You're doing
my
okay?
Iron, He-Man, is low!
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'll cook you a steak, then we'll fight. But, okay, the thing about the goblin.
New York doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's scary.
He is.
In the first film appearance of him, New Yorkers throw rocks at him. They hate him.
He's spooky dookie.
Hey, you fuck with us, you fuck with all of us.
That's the line.
Hey, if you fuck with Spider-Man, you fuck with all of us.
Exactly.
We'll fucking kill you with these rocks, Green Goblin.
The scenario of one of those rocks connected. Okay, before we get to the question, okay. What happens if New York kills the Green Goblin?
As in, like,
and so crowd justice? Of people. Crowd of people. Yeah. Spider-Man and the Green Goblin are fighting.
Okay.
Somebody, we don't know who, rock out of the crowd, slams into Green Goblin's head. He cracks like a fucking cantaloupe.
Yep.
Yeah.
He off the glider goes crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crashes into the ground.
Yeah.
Green Goblin is dead.
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, there's no follow-up Green Goblin. Spider-Man probably has less guilt because he hasn't killed his friend's dad.
I was trying to fight him. And
I mean, legally, what happens?
Legally, unless there's... We don't know who's done it.
Yeah.
Unless the guy was like, I did it, I threw that rock. I guess, he gets brained, cracked open. It's revealed to be Norman Osborn, which is also like, that's something.
Good. That's something to deal
with, he also was... At this point, had he already pumpkin bombed his board?
Yes.
And he was basically terrorizing.
He was terrorizing New York. Let's say this took place during the Spider-Man 1 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade scene.
I think you would just be that guy, if there was filmed footage or if people were like, it was him, Rockman, he would be hailed a hero.
That's so funny. Spider-Man Menace, Rockman, hero of New York.
Well, someone did something about it.
Finally someone did something about it and they got the guy that was terrorizing New York.
Fair
turned
enough.
Out to be disgusting. Billionaire Norman Osborn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, piece of shit, killed by Rockman, what a hero.
Rockman, please come out, reveal yourself.
Yeah, I guess we don't get, Harry Osborn Goblin.
Yeah.
No.
He's just like, damn.
Damn, somebody killed my...
My dad was about to bomb New York or some shit.
Yeah.
And then he got rocked in the head.
Well, he'll probably be angry at the head rocker, man.
He probably would, but,
Hey, did Harry
he was like,
because he hated Spider-Man for killing Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Because he saw Spider-Man bring him in and, like.
Yeah.
But did he not see his dad throw pumpkin bombs at like crowds.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, did he?
Because things go down differently because Spider-Man hides Green Goblin's body.
Mm. Oh, yes, he does too.
Because he takes him back to the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So no one knows that Green Goblin is Osborn. So at this point, it's publicly like, whoa, holy shit.
Oh, my God, he was the Goblin Man.
And then Harry probably has a bad time, but a different bad time.
He's talking to the mayor, and the mayor was like, guy with a fucking rock.
Holy shit, dude. If a guy with a rock could kill us, don't become a goblin. Don't put yourself in harm's way.
That you want that goblin madness.
It's not worth it, dude.
Harry probably won't find the goblin lair because he won't want to throw a rock at the mirror because he'll be reminded of that time that his dad died.
He'll pick up the rock and they'll be like,
what am I doing?
Oh my God, I've become the rock man.
Yeah, you have to like look at a rock and his dad's like, no. And I'm like, yeah.
Things get confused and a rock appears in the mirror. Come in, be the rock man, Harry Osborn.
He's gonna get rock madness.
Dude, you don't want rock madness.
It's legally as well. I don't know if the rock man could be accused.
He could be tried or whatever. But we don't know who he was. Yeah.
I think, it would be self defense because this guy's running rampage in the city.
Yeah. But he might not be hailed. They might not. I don't know. If I was Rockman and they were like, come out and reveal yourself, I'd be like,
the only thing that can stop a bad guy with pumpkin bombs is a good guy with a rock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we should have rocks in schools.
Every teacher should have a rock.
Every teacher should have a rock.
There's a rock there.
Just in case a bad guy comes into the school with a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Caveman. This is a caveman conversation. I think you should have rock and cave.
Man, come, pumpkin, orange,
bomb, rock.
I think founding ape man said we can have rock.
Yeah, you have right to rock.
Yeah, I have rock on me. Open carry rock.
No hide rock.
No, I have rock on my hip for defense.
Yeah. Hide rock Neanderthal.
Yeah, that's
open
true.
Open rock human.
Human, yeah. It's good to have a rock.
Yeah.
Good to have a rock.
Okay, so the Green Goblin, how do we improve his image? First of all, I'm thinking a goblin's scary.
Yeah. And like, we can't get to the point, because there's been points where he's been head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Of course.
There's
been
points where he's like actually has reinvigorated
his image. He's been the president?
He was head of S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought he was President Goblin. That was on me.
Okay.
He was enough. Iron Patriot, though.
Yeah, he was Iron Patriot, and I think he was at that point, because he took out the Skrull leader with a sniper rifle, and everyone was like, maybe we like this Green Goblin moment.
Green Goblin with a sniper rifle is so funny.
Yeah.
It's badass, I think.
Why does he have such a big gun?
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Unless he was just as Norman Osborn at the time, which is disappointing.
Imagine William Dafoe with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, it's
cool.
It's natural, even.
Exactly. It seems right. It seems so correct.
He became, I guess, like sort of like head of like that.
But let's not worry about the times he's reformed.
Bullshit golden goblin. It's not worth discussing. I'm talking OG Green Goblin. He's just killed Gwen.
Exactly.
He doesn't have secret kids with her yet.
No. He's flying around in his glider going,
I'm going to pumpkin bomb all in New York City.
Exactly.
So the first thing I want to do is look at his whole imagery.
Yeah.
What he's putting out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I understand this. Look, do we call you Mr. Goblin?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Goblin. Now, you've got this theme of goblin, and I love that. I do.
I have a goblin in my brain. Okay. That's okay.
We can
work with that. So the goblin's internal, right?
Yes.
Why don't we keep it internal?
Yeah.
But have some secrets.
Okay.
Now, I know you've got this glider.
Yes.
And you've got pumpkin bombs. Mm. Now, when I think goblin, I don't think glider. Nor do I think pumpkin bombs.
It's a Halloween connection.
Because
pumpkins are, that's Halloween theming. Is that? And in a way, so is a goblin.
And you only do your crimes around Halloween?
No, I'm just connecting the goblin.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to connect the goblin to grenades?
We can brainstorm. Okay. But I'm also just like, okay, goblin, pumpkin, Halloween, now the glider.
I guess a witch's broom would be more appropriate.
For Halloween. If you're going to be a Halloween-themed villain.
Okay, now, Goblin.
Yeah.
How do you... Okay, so basically, How do you feel about a rebrand where we focus on the pumpkin bombs and maybe we lose the goblin aesthetic?
You can keep are you imagining I wear a pumpkin mask?
No, like, I'm imagining
like
you wear...
lose the villain jack-o'-lantern?
No.
He's already doing that.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Who deals with pumpkins? Farmers. Green farmer. Carry a pitchfork.
Okay, what would my mask look like?
okay. What about like
I need to hide my identity.
Okay, how about this? Maybe like a scarecrow. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna jean overalls.
Okay.
And like so like a scary like a sack.
Like a hessian sack.
Like a hessian sack.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, like a wide brim and a wide brim hat over it to keep it in place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
how do I stop the hat flying off?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, straps.
Okay, all right.
Wear like
you
a.
You already got your own like little beanie hat that doesn't.
That's part
pop
of the
out.
Mask. That's well, why I bring it up.
We can sew it into the.
Okay. And what will I throw?
And then
pumpkin bombs. Yeah.
Another glider.
Now, well, we could have pumpkin bombs.
Put wheels on it, call it a tractor.
I was going to say, what about we make so instead of pumpkin, we can have an assortment, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So like
lots
like
of different vegetables.
Yeah. Like a harvest.
Aubergines.
Yes, aubergines.
Aubergines. Yeah, we can have like
scallions.
Scallions.
Okay.
Like
potatoes?
You could have, dude.
Yeah, right. Just
potatoes like hand grenades.
Like a harvest basket.
Okay.
You can have that.
Carrots.
Maybe you have carrots in there. And like glass that looked like a milk jug.
okay,
and then
sure.
What we do is we redesign your glider and we paint it like it looks like a cow.
It seems less menacing.
That's
what are you talking about? Menacing? Like a cow's pretty menacing.
Ever seen one up close?
Yeah.
Have
you been chased by a cow? They can stampede.
You know what
killed Simba's dad? Cows, basically.
A stampede, definitely, and cows can be in a stampede.
They were basically kind of cowish.
So the way my glider is currently designed...
Do you know how many people food poisoning kills every year?
I get the
then
cow
then you can
thing.
Throw steaks at people. So what if you become cow man?
Okay. What if we do this?
Okay.
You decide on a theme, and then you come to me. All these ideas on the fly.
What sounds good to you?
I was exploring the farmer idea.
Okay.
That he heard cow.
Well, I was just saying the glider can be a cow.
So the way the glider works is like a flat plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like two wings, and then I stand in the middle.
Yes.
Now, when it's a cow. Okay. Am I surfing the cow and the cow is moving sideways
that's what
forward? So the cow's not moving.
Well,
in the
imagine
so there's a jet coming out of the cow's side.
Well, I imagine it more like we put like little bull horns in the front.
Okay.
And so it's more of
so
like,
it's still a glider. Still a glider. It's just cow themed.
It's just kind of like once images of a cow.
Yeah.
You know, like it's kind of once like you
could
see
it be
it.
A bull?
Yes,
it could be a bull.
That's maybe more threatening. I don't know.
Yeah, so you call it a bull.
Okay. And also, I guess...
Are we married to the green farmer?
Well, how do you feel about it?
I don't love it.
Got any suggestions? Are you How attached are you to green?
What about the agriculturalist?
I don't mind that.
All right, okay. Now we'll cook it.
And now, and this one could be a tricky one, instead of blowing up New York, how about you just go help the farmers?
Yeah, what do you want to do? Do you want to... What about instead of blowing up New York, we blow up, say, companies that have been taking advantage of our farmers?
Like Oscorp.
You know how Oscorp
real sexy shit.
They keep making like kind of like monocrops and then like copywriting those crops. And so then if the wind takes those crops and then in Oscorp, the pieces of shit that they are start suing other farmers, even though it's just like, you know, wind has taken those seeds. And because of all the pesticides that Oscorp are doing, you look at the farm, like the soil isn't very good.
Right.
Like you take a bit of cross section, like the biodiversity is just downhill.
Yeah. The goblin voice behind me lives sort of manifest. I don't think they know you're Norman Osborn.
Don't even get me started on that ugly CEO and his dumb shit son.
Oh, they really don't know you're Norman
Osborn. His hair.
Pumpkin bomb. Skeleton.
You're lucky you've got a meeting with him.
Is there? Floating off towards heaven? I think he was fucking Norman Osborn.
I didn't know he was friends with Norman Osborn.
Yeah, what weird thing to define. What happened, man?
Loved Osborn.
I don't care.
I can't be mad. Yeah. I'm going to heaven. I'm getting that's awesome.
Eternal salvation. That's yeah. awesome.
Okay, so the farmer man tactic. I don't know how.
Rebranding Green Goblin as farmer man was my strong strategy, yeah. and I am shocked to hear that it didn't go well.
I really like that you started, you weren't like, let's rebrand the, what he does. That was the thing you did at the very end.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll be so taken with the farmer man idea, he'll do whatever we want him to.
Yeah, I think that's the best strat, you know?
Yeah.
You really got to like sell him with the razzle dazzle of a new costume and a new name.
Because that's important. He needs a whole new look.
Yeah.
And then we need to get him to stop terrorizing New York.
Yeah. I think the tricky thing is, though, are we changing the Green Goblin's public image?
Yeah.
Or are we just making a different supervillain that's like them all?
Yeah.
True, well, good
I feel
question.
Maybe we just kind of... Yeah, you're right. So I could be like, we could just kind of shift towards an anti-hero.
Yeah.
And what if we just get rid of the green, just call yourself the Goblin?
Okay.
Or drop the Goblin and call yourself Green.
Hey, Norman. Drop the green.
So what do you imagine the green will do?
Well, he'll stay green.
Okay, green. But he's got to lose the goblin motive.
Okay. So what's he... What's he, so what is... What? Hey, here's a question for the three of us. What does the Green Goblin want?
What? He wants to become president.
I don't think he does.
He doesn't fucking... Or he wants to become the mayor in Spider-Man 1.
So I think he wants power.
Okay. Right? He wants power, but then...
You and me, Spider-Man, we can rule this city together!
Two mayors, Spider-Man, imagine it! New York City, the only city with two mayors!
They'll be eating out of our hands, Spider-Man! Okay. One mayor is a spider, and the other mayor is a goblin! No city in the world will find us guilty!
Do you reckon that's because he's like, I'm Halloween-themed? Spiders are Halloween-themed?
Spiders are scary.
Makes sense.
So apparently, a quick Google is the first thing is that he wants the goal of being leader of organized crime in New York City.
Kingpin won't like that.
No.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing for him to want.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Easiest rebrand in the world.
Am I the goblin again?
Yep.
Hello.
Thank you for coming into my office. I got a great idea for you.
I'm
one
listening.
That's going to change your public perception, but also give you what you want.
Okay.
Take this gun, kill Kingpin. Publicly.
Smash cut the Kingpin dead, bullet in the back of his head, goblin being arrested.
That's all right. I'll pull the strings behind the scenes. Hey, J. Jonah. Mm. He stopped organized crime. Vigilante justice.
That's
he's just
true.
Like.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
It's funny because you're describing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's not dying. He's vigilante justice. He's a superhero for the people. He's just like Iron Man.
So yeah, I think the goals of comic book Green Goblin are varied in like and many. So if we just go for the Raimi one, it was he wanted to rule the city together with Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because it was like intelligence and force kind of thing.
We're gonna
make the city better.
Okay.
But because
we're better than everyone here.
Yeah. We're brilliant men with brilliant minds. And
you're a goblin. I mean, I'm a goblin. You're
a goblin. You're a spider. We're both scientists.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put our heads together
and
we could rule this city.
What does ruling a city look like?
Be mayor.
Yeah.
Or president of the city.
Could we get the Green Goblin elected?
Okay. Green Goblin elected. Okay, let's
what?
See.
Every politician's a sack of shit. Why not vote for the one you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. Better to vote for an asshole you know than a mysterious asshole.
You've been drinking before this press conference?
Someone's leaning at me and being like, I think what you're saying, what you're trying to say is better the devil you know. When you got two assholes and one's one you know and one's one you don't know, you're going to take the one you know.
You're going to go with the asshole you know.
You've seen the Green Goblin.
They both
kill
might
a,
be
kill
full
guy.
Of shit, yeah. But one, you know.
So great. Green Goblin, you know, he runs a company, and a country, if anything, is basically like a company.
we've come from a Christmas party.
So, he he's a straight shooter?
You see, we know that
he's a straight shooter.
He surrounds himself with a lot of intelligent people, like Spider-Man.
He's a team player.
He knows when the people around him do bad.
Yeah,
he's a bomb. Pumpkin bombs him.
Vote one man that will kill you.
So, I am Jackson Bailey.
Yep.
Jackson Bailey, yes, Daily Bugle.
Yes, Daily Bugle Jackson Man.
Big fan.
We don't.
Jay Jonah.
He's my boss. He's okay. The other candidates have pumpkin bombed nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Next question.
Yeah, we want to know is why are they too cowardly to pumpkin bomb the
every
people
every politician has killed people.
That's just a fact.
Are you admitting that your candidate has murdered
people?
He's
not a politician. He runs a company.
Yeah, he runs a company and he pumpkin bombed the board.
Regardless.
Have you asked the other electorials if they have... Guilt?
You asked the other electors if they had access to pumpkin bombs and their board was being uppity?
None of the other electorials have admitted to murder.
We haven't either. We just said...
Could you define pumpkin bombed?
Well, see, it was intense.
What does that mean?
It was intense firing. Of the board.
What happened to the board members?
So they got...
They got let go.
They got let go. And then they had no flair. And they're skeleton people now.
It's good for the skeleton economy.
Yes. Could you explain?
We're creating skeleton jobs.
Could you explain what a skeleton job is? What does a skeleton job mean for the average New Yorker?
Well, it means when you die, that's that.
Exactly. Okay.
But with skeleton jobs, we're actually giving everyone a second life.
Yeah. You sit there. As a pile of skeleton.
Uh-huh.
I think you can fill in the gaps.
Any questions? I think it's probably pretty self-explanatory.
Vote one Mayor Goblin. Live two lives. Skeleton jobs.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's funny to imagine you having to prove somehow that this is a skeleton job and just having a skeleton in the office sitting flopped against the computer. Look at him go.
A second life.
He's doing so well as a skeleton.
Third point.
Employee of the month, skeleton.
just like employee of the month on the wall, just a skull multiple times.
He's killing it. He's really doing
it. He's gunning for my job.
Yeah, we're trying to, like, we've tried really hard. I've been gunning for that employee of the month position every month, but Skeleton's just so good at it. He's and that's so why Pumpkin. That's why
green Pumpkin.
You've not stopped drinking. You've just not. Well, I guess you did that. You do that press conference. Then as you sober up, you're like, oh, fuck.
You do that press conference. All your other employees are becoming skeletons. You'd be like, oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be maximum drunk all the time so that when I get turned into a skeleton, maybe I don't feel it.
Yeah, you somehow get that confused with when you're drunk and you fall from a great height. You're like, if I'm drunk, when I get
become
a skeleton,
maximum relaxed, maybe the skeleton bomb will bounce off me.
Makes sense.
Okay. Uh-huh. Great campaign.
Thank you.
Skeleton jobs.
I vote for him.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Let's just imagine the scenario where the Green Goblin gets elected and you have to make good on your promise of skeleton jobs.
Just to be there, like.
I think you.
It's just the two of you and then like a big banner. This goblin mayor.
Okay. All right, well, skeleton jobs. So I think I'd be injecting a stimulus into the economy with the incentive of hiring skeletons.
What could a skeleton actually do? Is there anything? Crash test dummy?
Doorstop?
Doorstop? Paperweight?
Hey, I've got to admit,
security?
I really love a lot of Mayor Goblin's his promises,
yes.
And I really love a lot of things he's done for the city, but I do hate that I have to pay my doorstop. Previously, I didn't have to pay my doorstop shit.
It's a government initiative.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this your tax money going to the skeletons?
So every house in New York has a little skeleton lent up against
the door. A little skeleton tax. Okay.
Well, maybe you can put the skeleton outside in security. It's like a bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You gotta break in, but you get scared.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bones. Yeah, fair enough.
See? Really, every household gets a skeleton.
Yeah.
Can you look up the population of New York?
Well, it'll be a bit smaller. when we're done.
Okay. You're going to kill.
We got to create the skeletons first.
You're going to spend money to make money.
I'm pulling Zaman aside, being like, we didn't promise we'd make more skeletons.
That's true. But wait, how do we get skeletons?
We don't have to. It's naturally. Yeah, skeletons are jobs for the recently deceased.
Yeah.
We don't need to make them deceased.
I mean, okay, but we got to wait then. That's
actually good for promises. If it's like a thing that people got to wait for, then they're like, okay. Oh, they're working towards it, but we're not doing jack fucking shit.
Okay, but you have to tell Norman that he can't skeleton bomb people.
He can, just not. Publicly.
Okay.
So and then we give those skeletons jobs.
Okay.
So now you're covering up the murders of the mayor.
Okay, well, any murders that the mayor does, we dress the skeletons up in high vis.
Not that he would.
Sure, of course.
So
every politician has killed.
Yeah, every politician.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
We put him in high vis.
Right.
Give him a little lollipop sign.
Yeah.
And then we just put him out the front.
Stop.
He can't turn it around.
No.
Traffic is bad up.
Yeah, and then we pair them with an alive person.
Oh, who comes and rotates the sign.
We've created two jobs.
In a way.
Not in a way. There was two people that had no jobs, and now there's two people with one.
That's true.
One job,
working
one of
them. Yeah.
Quick math.
Okay.
Currently,
let's do it.
We have zero people doing jobs.
Right. That's okay. Fair enough.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. So now we have person one.
Right.
He just happens to be a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a job.
We don't discriminate.
How many jobs is that?
That would be one job.
And now we need someone to overlook and oversee the skeleton.
Okay,
then we have to give them a job. How many jobs is that?
That would be two jobs.
That's a 200% increase.
I think we've got a good job. And that's what the Mayor Goblin can guarantee you.
We will
increase jobs by 200%.
The skeleton, get no money. They're not getting paid.
No, you get paid.
It's taxes. So the skeletons aren't getting paid, but we're taxing the fine people of New York City. Yeah, New York City.
Okay.
And that's going to the skeleton initiative, not the goblin initiative.
Yeah.
Don't look into it.
GYC.
Is there a goblin York City. Is there a goblin initiative?
Well, internally, that's what the skeleton initiative might be called. I'm assuming we're funneling that into something.
That money has got to go somewhere.
Funneling the taxes that people are paying for us to employ skeletons into something.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Gas? Goblin maybe? Gas?
Because a goblin... Norman wants other things rather than...
What like, does he want?
Well,
he
once wants he's mayor, what's once the next
mayor,
step?
What's, what is he doing?
Does he want to become president?
Well, yeah, because... well, I guess he believes that... Well, probably. Because he believes in what? Like, you know, force... Like, you know, right is might.
Yeah.
And also believes, like, you know, he's very smart. He's figured it out. He knows what to do. And yeah. then anyone that disagrees, well, we're going to get pumpkin bombed.
Yeah.
So once he becomes that, he's like, well.
So what's the next step? What is his political journey?
Yeah.
Is it president?
What mayors do?
Mayor is one of those very nebulous jobs that I don't truly understand.
AOC is the mayor of New York, right?
Giuliani was for a bit.
Yeah.
Or is still?
No, I think he's in jail.
Not in jail, he should be.
Yeah, okay.
He fined a lot of money.
Why should a man who simply tried to fuck a teenage girl in the Borat movie yeah. be in jail?
Yeah, great exactly. question.
That is a crazy thing that happened.
Yeah.
And it did, we got the mayor of New York on camera in Borat.
Yep.
Trying and to fuck a teenager.
Nothing really happened from that. That's
and then
something.
It's still in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
That's so crazy.
Are you finding...
I'm just looking at Oscorp had military con.
Are you finding out what a mayor does?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at what...
Okay. What's the journey of a mayor, though? I don't care. A mayor runs the city, makes decisions, whatever.
But presumably you're mayor for a bit. And
mayor's
then
like CEO of a city where it's like a title, but mostly a team to all the shit,
yeah, yeah.
presumably.
I mean, you make the decisions, right? It's kind of like our premier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, we have a mayor.
Do we have a
we
mayor?
Have
There's
a mayor.
Mayor from Melbourne. Melbourne mayor. But what do they do?
What is the role
you know
of a mayor?
You know what's fucked up? Mayors don't wear sashes that say mayor or pork pie hats anymore.
They should.
That's just how a mayor make, should dress.
Just so I can understand who and who is not the mayor.
Exactly. You go
if
sash?
If someone came up to me and they're like, I'm a mayor, I'll be like,
I don't know. I bet they just wear like a fucking
why
suit
would
or
I
some shit. Yeah.
Why would I not believe you?
But if somebody came up, and a portly guy, I feel like a mayor should be portly too. Yeah. I feel like that's what a mayor needs
we
to look like.
We can guarantee that our goblin will eat the finest pies okay. so that he will get in the shape of the
He'll be
mayor-shaped.
Yeah. Good. Good to hear.
They act as the head of the local government, play a key role in decision-making in the decision-making process, and provide leadership to the community.
Okay.
So I guess, it's just like prime minister or president, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what
for
the fuck
small,
the difference is.
Yeah. Small little community.
But if
so he's starting small. So he's going to be, let's make
actually,
our
no, it
part
is.
Of
it
the,
is. It's
borough.
Exactly like a prime minister because a president doesn't have a king or a queen where a prime minister's.
You've been
royalty cocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like the mayor can be like, we're going to do, you know, the stop and frisk that I think.
Yeah, true.
A certain piece of shit mayor that we're talking about. Then he could also be like, we're going to spend a lot of money in beautification of the city as well.
That's true.
We're going to stop the pornos.
Yeah.
Do you know what is... Imagine being the Prime Minister of Britain. That's the most embarrassing job. Because, like, at least the Prime Minister in Australia, you could pretend you're in charge. It's like, oh, King Fuckwit, whatever his name is, well, Charles. He's far away and he's old. Yeah. He's not coming
but
here.
If you're the Mayor of Britain...
Well, but the, no, but the
not
way,
mayor, Prime Minister. Prime Minister of Britain.
If you're the other way around, dude. Yeah. Like, it's the king is kind of ceremonial.
Yeah, he's not
no
doing
power.
Shit.
No, can't they override the Prime Minister? I thought the Prime Minister... Imagine being King Charles. Embarrassing.
That's
well, embarrassing.
Yeah,
that is very embarrassing.
It's embarrassing
got
to be a
royal.
Got
caught on the phone saying, oh, Camilla, I want to be your tampon.
Yeah.
Well, Camilla, why don't you if I could just get inside that vagina of yours and just soak everything up.
The royals are disgusting, dude. And being a tampon, awesome. Yeah. Being royal, disgusting.
Did you like when Harry put dick cream on his dick, but it was also the lip cream that his mom used? So when he was putting dick cream on his dick, it made him think of his dead mom.
What was the dick cream for? You have a stinky dick or something?
No, I
think
he had
dick cream. And why was someone putting dick cream on their lip?
I was think it was. I think it
was
lip cream.
Some kind of awesome cream that's lip and dick cream.
Lip dick cream?
I think it was lip cream.
Okay.
But then I think it was.
Dick is like lips.
It was to soothe chafing of the penis. Maybe.
What did he? What?
He was at war. And he was rubbing one on. He was rubbing some
rubbing one on,
rubbing it on his cock.
Don't rub one on.
And then got a
rub
whiff
one out,
and was like, "I'm rub thinking of my dead mom now."
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Pulling on my cock.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but was he? If he was,
he wasn't jacking off.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It'd be worse.
Yeah, it would be worse
if he was like, this
"I'm using this cream to
cream
jack
on
off."
My dick is now soothing me, and I'm enjoying it, and now I have a full blown royal penis erection.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm also now thinking of my mom.
That's bad. That's bad news.
But if it's just like, oh, I have an injury, a little boo-boo.
I have a chafed penis.
I have a chafed penis, and I'm using this lip cream that once belonged to mama.
And then I get the smell, and oh, I'm thinking of mama.
I mean, it's not great, but it's not ideal, better.
But it's not intentional.
Yeah.
It's still fucked up.
Yeah.
If the goblin, if...
Okay, so basically, I think the way I can understand it is that he makes a whole team.
Yeah.
That then is like, cool, we can now... We're in charge of our small little budget, and we can make local decisions.
Okay.
So we can be like, okay, we're putting money towards, say, a fire department, police.
Yeah.
We're helping with, like, R&D maybe. I think Oscorp is sponsoring a lot of things now.
Yeah.
And cops are armed with goblin gas guns.
Mm.
I think if I was the mayor, I'd cut funding to everything except one thing and then just see what happened. Like, imagine 100% of the budget into firefighting.
Whoa, dude, like, we'd never have a fire.
But also, what would happen to the fire station?
I feel like they'd
have so much money, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You'd go to light your
spend it, because if they don't, the next year you won't. There it goes.
You go to light your gas stove, and a firefighter's like...
There'll be a firefighter in every home.
I just want to cook my spaghetti.
Wrong. Dangerous. You might burn yourself.
100% of the time to be in your kitchen and blow out your stove.
And even just like, let's put all our funding in education.
I think
we're gonna have some smart kids.
Smart kids. Well, I think if you put all your funding,
do that. I'm gonna do that as mayor. I'm just gonna, rather than funding everything evenly and trying to figure out a nice balance, 100% in everything. Uh-huh. And they just rotate through different years.
Well, all you're doing is passing the buck, right?
Yeah.
Because if you put 100% of your budget, a genius thing to do, into firefighters, then I want to say head firefighter or CEO of firefighting?
Yeah.
Chief fireman is going to be like, okay, I guess now I have all this money. So then it's going to be like
money. He won't.
He'll be either if he's at least forward thinking for the community, might be like, okay, well now it's up to the fire department to say, do other things like, okay, we know we're health and safety, like food health and safety, like sewage treatment, all the
stuff
things that local government do,
is now the firefighters do,
and is now that's a stressful person's job. that person is stressed.
Unless it's the Joel Dusha
firefighter.
It's the Joel Dusha policy that you have to spend 100% of the budget on one specific thing. Yeah. The firefighters are like, we're going to spend it on the poles we slide down. 100% of the budget goes on to making them the best poles. Mm-hmm. It's frictionless.
Mm-hmm. It's frictionless. It's
Everyone's insane. Breaking their legs.
R&D went into these poles. So, I guess that's also what Goblin wants, because again, they're very smart people. They're like, we want a lot of R&D.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is his problem in the Sam Raimi universe?
Yeah.
Is his problem being like, everyone is stupid and they're doing things wrong. We need geniuses, like scientists, like myself, to figure these problems out and then we implement them. And that's why we need a lot of money to Oscorp, the R&D department, and then I can finally make my Sinister Six.
I think the way that Norman works in the Oscorp one is he's losing funding because all of his ideas are crazy.
Yeah.
Because he goes too big.
Oh, that's right.
Because he shows the glider off and it crashes and everyone's like, actually, we hate this. And he's like, no!
Oh, that's right. He's got a lot of military contracts, and hence the pumpkin bombs.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He makes the gas to make super soldiers.
Yeah.
And then they hate it because they're like, why would we want...
So I'm guessing we're going to do a lot of money of New York is going to be into these harebrained schemes, and they may or may not work.
Do we
Which
think
is actually pretty similar to my 100%
kind of. 100% of New York's budget goes to Oscorp
schemes.
Yeah.
Do we think that because part of Sam Raimi's Goblin's plan was to... dual mayor with Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he gets the mayor a role, do you think he'll make efforts to get Spider-Man in?
I think what would happen is he would, if Spider-Man agrees to join him, he'd probably gas Spider-Man with the goblin gas.
Whoa!
Like you don't,
goblin man.
Because ideally, as
Spider-Goblin.
Yeah.
If you're like, all right, Spider-Man, join me. We can be co-mayor.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
So now, ideally, you want to not surround yourself with yes men.
Yeah.
You kind of want Spider-Man there to be the voice of reason.
Absolutely.
To sometimes say no, and to also help think out the problem.
Everyone's always anti-yes men when they're in a position where they would never have yes men.
Oh,
having
100%.
Yes men would fucking rock.
To have yes men.
Is this a good idea? Yeah, dude.
Great idea. Exactly. You're a genius.
I try and be a yes man.
Yeah.
Try and be a yes man to everyone I know. Yeah, do this, dude.
Great idea, dude.
Don't worry about the consequences.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
What could go wrong?
You're the mayor.
And
you
even if
you have mayoral immunity.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, things go wrong, but you have a good time.
And also that...
you'll get over it.
nobody would ever think you were malicious, just stupid. You know, if I'm like, hey, man, should I explore this sewer system?
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, yeah, man. And then
you might find some cool shit.
Exactly.
Could find a gem and an alligator.
Yeah. And then I get lost for days, weeks even.
The mayor that got lost in the sewer.
Oh, I'm a mayor. I thought this was just me and you. But say I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, and?
You become famous. You become the first mayor to be lost in the sewer.
I come out and they say my time in the sewer has taught me so much.
Irreversibly changed me. I'm putting 100% of my budget into sending people into the sewers.
There's so much to find in there.
Yeah. Sewers would be so stinky.
It'd be so scary, I think. Imagine you got lost in the sewers, dude. No, thank you.
Being in the sewer surely must be terrible for your health.
Yeah, I think
you're huffing
it really
in
is.
Shit fumes.
Yeah, I think it's really bad. I think a lot of the people who do it, you know, in the like deeper, more dangerous passes, have to wear gas masks.
Well, you'd have to because you're breathing in asshole fumes.
Plus, the problem is that a lot of cities have like multiple layers of sewers where they have the main modern layer, and then you get lower and lower and lower until you're dealing with like 18th century plumbing.
And that's where people want to be because that's the cool ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think what would happen if we got him elected mayor is we might get another department.
Like
the Goblin Department, but it would be the Oscorp Department.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the problems that New York City faces might be approached in a more of a, with science.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he kind of wants to do.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, he look at Oscorp, you know, without Norman there, but Oscorp, like when with Octavius in the second one, they're trying to do like, you know, they're funding Octavius. I mean, they're trying to fund his fusion sun thing to get clean energy
to the city, yeah.
And the third one, I don't know what exactly they're doing to Clint Marko, but they're doing something.
They've got some experiment going.
They didn't necessarily want him in there, but
they were just
fucking
up some sand.
What are they doing with sand?
It's like they put sand in a Large Hadron Collider, kind of, but not really. It's like a vortex.
Yeah.
What are they doing with all that sand?
Who's running that experiment?
Well, they're making sand. I always assumed, and I don't know why, but they were doing it to a coyote.
That is an interesting angle to take.
Okay, you said you don't know why. I'm not going to push.
Spider-Man 3 Wiki.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
When I was pushed to think about it, it was like, well, I'm testing on the coyote to make a sand coyote.
I don't think that was dude. I think that's what they were doing. But I think this was the dumb thought I had. Don't we know everything about sand?
Okay.
I don't think so.
It's an experimental particle accelerator.
Okay.
It's not to get a coyote.
You invented the coyote.
I think I invented it.
There's no coyote as far as I can tell.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's like they're just putting the sand in, they're accelerating the sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Mm. Who knows? Mm.
I think we're going to get the Sinister Six pretty quick.
Yes, I think you're right. I think the Green Goblin thinks he wants to be mayor, but I don't think he really wants to be mayor.
No one wants to be mayor. Also, I said AOC was mayor before. It's actually Eric Adams.
Nice try.
Yeah. Mm.
What else can we do for the Green Goblin?
She lives in New York, though, so I was a bit right.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone who lives in New York is the mayor of New York in my eyes.
That's nice. What else can we do to fix his image?
I'm trying to think.
So we've tried changing the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
We've tried getting him elected, giving him what he wants.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way we could just make New York love what he's doing?
Okay. What we want to do is, all right, so we need to get him into the military.
Okay.
Yep.
So then he can become like the mascot that, say, Captain America was.
Oh, Green Goblin punches Hitler.
Yeah.
Could be tricky. Could be tricky.
Because what he wants to do is, you know, or like he wants to work for the military, inventing gadgets and gases and stuff to use on fellow human beings for their, you know, to kill them.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
He is, you know, a death merchant.
We can't
hide away from this.
No, that's just the case.
So what if we like embrace this with the American military, like industrial
complex?
I understand what some of you might not be happy.
But
what we do.
If the Green Goblin's overseas fighting wars, you know, he's not on the home front.
Exactly.
Maybe everybody could morally find some gray area and deal with that.
Congratulations, Norman. You're part of the big death machine.
Yeah. So we just ship him overseas to where perceived enemies of the states have.
Yeah. And then nobody really thinks about it
Don't worry about it. He's actually a hero.
Yeah.
We've decided we're going back to war with Iraq. People said that it was bad.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, yeah. Because we lied about it and then did it for personal gain. But this time we're telling you the truth.
Yeah.
They don't have oil. They have nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Okay. And the Green Goblin is the guy to find them.
Exactly. I like that speech, but maybe Nick's where we were wrong.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Hi,
you don't
America. It's me. I almost said the president. I'm the head of security.
Okay.
In the past... We've been at war. And the world is a war-torn place currently.
Right.
Security, we're protecting.
And our borders have never been more dangerous. So we're going to protect our borders by sending Green Goblin to Iraq.
The best defense is an offense
against a country that poses no threat against us. It's really hard to come and make a speech this pro-war. Am I still on? Oh, shit.
Shut up. Okay, we have a lot of money invested in Oscorp. Shush.
What about this for the Green Goblin? We put a big white sheet over the top of him. Mm-hmm. Two eye holes. We say he's a ghost. And whenever he flies by, we're like, oh, spooky.
Okay.
And then we hire, I was going to say crisis actors, but no, I meant the opposite. I meant just actors as the Ghostbusters. And then that spices up a bit of New York
because
everyone thinks ghosts are real.
We do a press conference.
Occasionally ghosts.
Ghosts and the Ghostbusters are real.
Okay. What if we...
Enjoy your time in New York City.
So it's a tourism thing, but also a lie.
Tourism, right?
Well, yeah. I guess
there's something there. There's something there. So what we do is maybe we can funnel a little bit of some of that goblin fund to other cities.
Okay.
Where they can maybe have their own villains or whatever. It's a Marvel universe, right? There's already villains there.
Sure.
But let's take ownership of this.
Okay.
He may be a villain, but he's our villain.
He's
New York.
Green Goblin's got an I Love New York t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Spider-Man. I love New York.
Yeah.
What if we take him down the angle that he works, he agrees with the Daily Bugle and he's not actually, all he wants to do is beat the shit out of Spider-Man.
Who is a menace?
Yeah. He's really.
An eight-legged freak.
Yeah.
He's really just a spider catcher. That's all he is.
Absolutely.
You know what the actual natural enemy of a spider is?
A goblin?
A goblin.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You're in a cave and you see a goblin.
Yeah.
What's he eating?
Spiders.
Of course.
Yeah. We'll do a big campaign, a multimedia campaign, where we're putting out, a menacing spider is thwarted by the hero goblin.
Yeah.
He might not look pretty, but, that's what goblins do.
They
protect us from spiders.
Yeah.
Never judge a book by its cover. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Exactly. We lie. And say that the reason why Australia is so safe and they have not had a spider death in years is because of their natural goblins.
Australia is infested with goblins, dude.
You think they're kangaroos, but that's actually goblins with little hats.
Yes!
Yeah, I think that's
most
smart.
Most marsupials are actually goblins. Goblins are marsupials.
They hate
spiders.
They're native to Australia.
Native to Australia.
I think the lie's getting out of it.
I don't think it is.
And you're going to see one tomorrow night.
Now it's gone.
Unmask a kangaroo to show the true face of a goblin.
If we could just, rebrand.
Sponsored by Oscorp.
Yeah, we can rebrand kangaroos as hopping goblins. And we can... If we can capture on camera a kangaroo eating a spider, I reckon that shot could be seen around the world.
That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very...
little kangaroo with his little paws and a giant fucking funnel webs.
People watching it around the world being like, what the fuck are they trying to do?
What the fck am I watching? And you see, just like in the real world, how a goblin eats a spider, our New York goblin is going to kill that menace.
Are they talking about the Green Goblin and Spider-Man?
Yes, we are.
Green Goblin will kill Spider-Man.
Yeah, and that we can guarantee.
Can they hear me through the TV?
No!
What the fuck? I'm so afraid.
But you love Goblin now?
I love Goblin now.
We did it. Yeah, I guess like the easiest thing to do is, yeah, just reframe.
Mm. You just gotta you gotta completely flip it.
Yeah.
New York already kind of doesn't like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you just make the Green Goblin a little bit New York theme.
Yep.
He's riding the.
Yeah.
He's riding the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
Maybe
when he throws his pumpkin bomb, he's holding it like the Statue of Liberty.
And maybe
his new name is Our Lady, the Statue of Liberty.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's slurping down a real, like a slice of real New York pizza.
Maybe he's throwing hot dogs. He's riding a baseball. Mm. He's dressed like a member of the New York Knicks.
He's fucking a pie, and it feels like sweet apple pie, and that's God Bless America.
Want to talk us through that, dude?
Well, okay, so I was thinking about eating an apple pie, but then he's already eaten a pizza.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more American than sweet apple pie.
It's not America, it's New York we're trying to do. Mm. He should be fucking a New York pizza.
Yeah.
I was like, you're actually right the first time.
Yeah.
He's fucking a New York pizza. He's throwing hot dogs.
Maybe his glider can be like a hot dog cart.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Spider-Man. He's got a new accent.
Yeah. Spider-Man, I'm gliding here.
I'm freaking gliding here.
I'm gonna eat you.
We're still doing that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm still the mayor, apparently. And the farmer.
He's got a sash.
Yeah.
And I'm putting 100% of funding into firefighters. You can mark my words, Spider-Man. Yeah. I will kill you this Saturday night.
Spider-Man starts slipping.
Live on mid-flip. TV. Yeah.
Just rocking back and forth like, what? The fuck has happened?
The Goblin madness is eaten away at his brain. And he's like, no. And he points out to us three on the street. We're like, yeah. You're nailing it, dude. You're killing it up
kill
there.
Kill him live on Saturday Night
Don't
Live.
Kill him now. On Saturday Night Live.
Dirty Rockefeller place isn't far from here.
Spider-Man just perched now on like a gargoyle.
What is happening? And then we go up to Spider-Man afterwards and we're like, hey, I represent Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Lorne Michaels sent me.
He said he's got a free ticket for you for free. Would you like to be a guest host? You want to host?
You can have a monologue.
Saturday Night Live.
Musical Spider-Man? Guest is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yours.
Okay.
Yes.
We got him. He's going to die live on Saturday Night Live.
Pete Davidson's going to hate what he sees.
Did we approve the Green Goblin's public image?
Yes.
Let's reflect.
Okay.
Well, we kind of made it worse. He's a mass murdering lunatic.
Yeah.
So at worst, who have left this neutral? This is a rare situation where plumbing the Death Star can't have made it worse.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Except for maybe when I sent him to Iraq. That probably made him worse.
Well, in some people's eyes. But another, he's now a veteran.
Yeah, that's true. He's a veteran. Yeah. God bless the troops.
I might borrow, when he says he's a veteran, I might start saying me too.
Stolen valor.
I want to steal valor so bad.
And it's good if you just say me too, because then if people question you, you could be like, I was talking about someone else.
Sorry, I was texting.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I was just texting my girlfriend.
Yeah. She said, would you want some pie for dinner? I said, me too.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're a veteran.
No, I am.
What? Yeah. I'm still texting. Are you a veteran or not? I am a veteran. Sorry, I'm just texting.
I'm talking about being a veteran of Donkey Kong.
Are you?
I've played heaps of it, dude.
Are you trying to steal valor?
Oh. Yeah, dude. I love stolen valor in Donkey Kong. I'm still texting.
Okay. I'm texting my girlfriend, dude. She's so hot.
Dude, she's hot. You wouldn't know her because she lives in Canada, but we play so much Donkey Kong.
We play Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Country 2, 1. I fought in Iraq. In Donkey Kong, I mean, because I'm still texting my hot girlfriend.
I have a kill count of 16.
Donkey Kong.
And they gave me a purple heart.
Donkey Kong never fought it.
Sorry, dude, I'm texting. This is actually rude.
Terry, what are you saying to me, dude? I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Did you have a purple heart?
Yeah, I
got two purple hearts.
Yeah, I did two tours of duty in my time. Can I help you?
It's actually really rude that you're reading over my shoulder my texts.
You're just playing Candy Crush.
Okay.
Fuck.
Fuck, dude. This game's so fucking hard.
Okay, so.
Match three? There's only two.
Am I fucking mental? Where the fuck's the one that looks like, oh my
fuck,
God.
Fuck, I wish I was back in Iraq.
Dude, are you good at this game? I'm fucking losing all the fucking time, dude.
Okay.
Everyone's so fucking mad at me. Everyone's so pissed off with me, dude, because I fucking suck at fucking Candy Crush.
Everyone in my real life hates me because I'm so proud of this fucking candy.
If only I was part of the military, give me some respect.
Fucking some respect.
Soldiers get heaps of respect, don't they, dude?
I bet they get heaps of pussy, too. True, dude.
True, dude. For me, I mean, I'm in Donkey Kong.
I mean, because, you know, they do, because I'm a veteran.
I'm a veteran, actually. I mean, yeah. Sorry, I'm in Donkey Kong.
In Donkey Kong.
Dude, I'm texting.
Anyway, get out of here. Get out of my
You're
ass.
You're wrecking
scram,
my game.
Scram, scram.
So, yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fixed.
So,
everyone loves Green Goblin. Yeah.
Tick.
We nailed it.
Big tick.
It's another successful bombing that I saw.
Any controversial things he did, at least one guy would have liked it. So that's fine. That's good.
Is that one guy being all Norman?
You got to change hearts and minds. It starts with one person.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A revolution doesn't start with a whimper, but it starts with a thing. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Just remember everything I've said. I meant all of it. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.